Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, how you walk with me.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go again. I'm a bit talking away, man. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for how He woke us.
Praise
the Lord. And I'm just saying that the difficult chances in life, you know, how we take these chances and we start walking the Lord, and He called your name.
Yes, you know, sir.
He called your name because you were hearing Him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, a stranger, you will not hear Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you hear His voice, but you understand that you know that's not God.
Right.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit because He's been in the midst. But also, you know, He's been really ministering. You know, in His ministry, I don't take it lightly, man, because, you know, some people might take it lightly and they might complain with it and turn them off and all that, man. I just think, man, one of these old days, man, the one you turn on, there's going to be the time you're going to come in. You know,
mm-hmm.
It might not be that He's coming for the whole world at that time. It might be the time He's coming just for you. You know, so we need to be reminded what the scripture said that we believe, that our belief turns to righteousness. And when righteousness get in you, it turns to that you don't want. You should want to do the things you used to do to displease Him. I'm saying you can't do the things. If it is displeasing Him, you should not want to do that. There should be some on the inside. You know, it ain't got to a point now that God is just moving. Can I say that again?
Sir.
He's moving. And He's moving so close to the church that get on board while they can.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be a time when man can't get on. That's why we need to get on now and stay on. You know what I'm talking about? Because the world is having its own fun right now. They didn't took account of that they see they don't have all that control no more, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Even though I know this is Black History Month, you know, when we come to Black History Month, you know, it helped God without taking anybody home. Yep, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we can take it home. We speak and sleep until he comes. Because when he speaks to us about someone in transition, he says, oh, they just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they really are. It's not transition yet until he comes the second time. When he comes the second time, then he's going to call us home. Those who are remaining to be there, I thank God for that, man. Because don't you truly know if it had not been for God on our side, Reverend, where would we be?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Somebody woke up this morning with a morning's mind. And we thank God for that. Because it didn't have to be.
That's it.
I was looking at this young man, Charles Lennox. Remember the Lennox air conditioner?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
His last name is, his name is Charles Lennox Richmond. Richmond, right? He was born in February the 1st, 1810, in Salem, Massachusetts, right? He was an activist and he goes around speaking. So he was a lecturer. You know, so he went around speaking. He was a well-spoken person. This so ironic. Now one of his parents was slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. Born in 1810. While slavery was going on. And he wasn't. They weren't enslaved. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we find out that when we see this here, he married a woman named Amy William Casey, right? And her father was a, here we go, Reverend, was a preacher.
Okay.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his family was, they were entrepreneurs, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though he walked around and he worked, but first of all, he was an activist. He stressed the slavery, man, was going on, even though he wasn't in it. But he wouldn't teach him that this is wrong. You know what I'm talking about? but he never been oppressed. And he was born up in that. Right? And what I love about it, he wasn't bougie. He wanted to go get the people out of slavery too as well. Because people were in captivity. But I look at how he was used to speak for the rights, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I know we see Martin Luther King in our era, that's what we've seen, right? But there was people speaking way before then, trying to get out of this slavery and trying to get away from all in some kind of equality, right? I'm not downplaying Reverend King at all. But there's a lot of people died from that. There's a lot of people died for that. There's not been recorded in history like that, you know. But if you go research a little bit, you'll find out that they were slaughtered, killed, and everything because they tried to stand for the right. But at that time, you couldn't stand. You stand, you're gonna die in it. But he was kind of blessed because both his parents was entrepreneurs, man. You hear what I say, bro?
Amen.
And
that's all right.
Well, like I said, he his family owned and operated a successful hairdressing business and catering service. some business in the catering service, which they said many, many members participated in. And he had three sisters, like, and they had hair salons and Lawrence weed factories. And this is back in the 1800s, brothers. God bless them to have money even back then. You know, to not even call yourself an entrepreneur as an African American. But what we don't know, we don't want to bring out because everybody was in slavery. You know, even at that time. You know, you was thanking everybody before they abolished it. Everybody was enslaved, but no, it wasn't. His whole family wasn't. That's why I wanted to bring him out and talk about him today, because he was an activist, you know, anti-slavery. Mm-hmm. He chose to go around my brother and speak, you know, because he was a lecturer in activity, you know, activist.
Yeah.
That was the main thing. That's why, you know, I like to get the highlight of the whole thing. They'll put a highlight on me for that. I don't know if you got a chance to look it up, but.
Their first name, I know the last name was Lennox. What was their first name?
Charles.
Okay, amen.
I mean, me and Gatna, we can always, you know.
I have some inventions. I thought Reverend Henry was trying to say something. I have some inventions, Reverend Brian.
Come on with it, bro. Come on with it.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today, old Dorsey invented two things, the doorstop and the doorknob.
Come on,
Dorsey. The doorstop and the doorknob. Clitania Dorticus, she invented two things.
Mm-hmm.
The solution for the photo print wash. So I guess that's the solution. And then she invented the photo embossing machine.
Okay.
I don't know what that did. But then we have Mr. P.B. Downing. He invented the postal letterbox. Then we have T. Elkins invented the toilet, or what we call the commode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. David A. Fisher invented the furniture caster. Robert Fleming Jr. invented the guitar. George F. Grant invented the golf tee.
Wow.
Listen to this one, Rembrandt. J. Gregory invented the motor.
Not the motor.
J. Gregory. Solomon Harper invented the thermal hair curlers. Thermal hair curlers. Michael Herney invented the lantern. Well, I guess they need to see that to get away sometime, you know, the underground. B.F. Jackson, I'm almost done. Two more. B.F. Jackson invented the gas burner. And H.A. Jackson invented the kitchen table.
Not the table.
Well, Mama said, y'all come to this table and eat. Y'all come to this table and eat. H.A. Jackson. So those are the ones I have for today. Wow.
What a blessing. Invention right there, huh? Okay. That's all right there, brother. Thank God always for the, you know, that we come out and do what we do, man. Try to come out and, you know, and give a little history there and then find out that we know, you'd be surprised what we've been done. is a race. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Again, for the one listening, we're not racist, prejudice at all. We're just bringing some of the history of our trailblazers who went before us. Because some of us know that had to be from some of them, like pretty much all of them, we wouldn't be where we are today. You know, God gave them that ability to admit things, you know. And also he gave them to be like a brother, a child. He's an activist, and he's a lecturer. He got up and spoke a lot, you know. And he was speaking for the people about this anti-slavery, you know. And Brother Rand, that's a list now. All the ones who did all this creative mind and everything and then made something and invented something. So now they got their name behind it, you know. You know, but that's why I like the book of Luke. I got on mine.
What?
I like the book of Luke. You know, he was a writer, you know. That God allowed to pen his word, you know.
Uh-huh.
All scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit. Don't never forget it. Don't let nobody twist you with it. It is inspired by the Holy Spirit. You have to receive this in the Spirit. You cannot receive God out of the Spirit. You can get some knowledge. Oh, yeah, you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that. But boy, somebody, when the Spirit of God dwell on you, when you hear that word, they stumble about. You know, when you hear the word of God and you hear it, that it puts a conviction in your heart. You know, somebody says, you want to go a little farther with it. I just love that, man, because we are in a time that we need encouragement. But we're
That's
also
right.
in a time we need to know that the word has to be taught and preached in a way that it don't tickle your fancy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it should be somewhere that word to put in your heart to see your life just trying to get closer to the Lord. Or if you don't know him, you know, just trying to get a relationship with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get closer to get a relationship with him, you have to first know the man that he died and know.
Mm-hmm.
The other day he's not dying anymore. He done it once. That's it.
That's it.
Every time we fall short, he already covered it. But he wants us to be.
Yeah.
He wants us to recognize him, that God had put him on this earth and walked this earth and didn't have no sin. He buried the sin of ours, but he didn't have none. He was tempting over every hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Never sin. That's why we understand the Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yes,
Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for you have given us that strength to keep pushing on, Lord. Keep
Thank
doing
you,
your word, Lord.
Yes,
trying
Lord.
To be humble with it and presenting your word so it can be a way of a growth, Lord. It'll be fruitful, Lord. It'll touch someone's heart. It might have had, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I get closer to you, Lord? Let it be to the
yes,
speech words. Lord, we just ask you to move in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, move. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. We decrease,
Jesus, man.
You increase. As you increase, we decrease. In Jesus' name, we pray. The scripture this morning, my brother, it will be from Luke 46 and 50. 46 and 50. And it reads this way. Luke 9 and 46 and 50. Then there arose a reason among them, which of them should be the greatest. And Jesus receded the thoughts of their heart and took a child and set him by him.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto them, whosoever should receive this child in my name receive me. And whosoever should receive me, watch he said, receive him that sent me. For he that is the least among you all, the same should be greater. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And John asked and said, Master, we saw one cast out a devil in thy name. All that is for. And then we said, we forbid him because he followed not with us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
The Bible is plain. Men desire recognition and power. Men desire to be great. You know what I'm saying? He desired to be with the recognition of this, we call materialistic world. He want to be great. He want to be so great. He want to be called great, if I can say it like that. But God let you know there's a material worldliness against a spiritual selfishness. You know what I'm talking about? The spiritual world, understand that we don't see like that. We don't look at the things to be greater because they reason with themselves, brother. They're talking to themselves. And disputing, debating, or arguing with each other, and one of them maneuver for a position or a leadership. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I love this part, man. I love this part. Jesus heard their heart. He was listening to them, man.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell people in the ministry that we try to do over here. And I'm prefer to everybody else is trying to do the same thing. God loves your attempt. You can sound so good. You can pray. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can be recognized by many people. God knows your heart and your intent.
Mm-hmm.
So we say this here in love. God would counsel the one of not following him in the last days. He said, I will separate the sheep from the goat. I will set one on the left. That will be the goat. I will set the sheep on the right. Oh, yes, when he does this. But right now, he allowed them to move around. He allowed them to have a free will. But they want to ask him, which side? Who going to be able to sit here? And Jesus said, while they were yet thinking in their heart, he brought a little child down and put aside him. And said, accept yourself one of him. See, this humility got to be there, brother.
Yeah.
I must well tell you, humility got to be there. Everybody want to be on top. And, you know, Brother Dan said, no. There's certain times we go to churches or something. I just sit there, man, in August, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't seek to go trying to be seen, you know what I mean?
Right.
I know the position that I have, you're going to be called out of most because they know you are who you are. And they believe you. They make way for you to come to the pool up there. But now I don't see God in there. You know, because you're in the Bible, so you got to wait for someone to call you up, brother. Dad. You just don't go up there.
Yeah. Right.
Because you might have somebody in there that's had more prestige than you. And you might have to sit out. Something once could you and kind of like embarrass you because you up there now you got somebody that think is more highly qualified to be up there. You got to sit down. You got to get him to see. You know what I'm saying? Wait for a man to call you up before you go up. But they want to struggle with the being in the position. Jesus told them to receive this child in his name. And then we receive him, for he is, for he that is the least among you is the same, should be greater. Don't look at no one. That's how we're supposed to look at everybody. It's equal. But that's how could God look at it. He's going to look at it the same way. You remember that time we read the little lesson a little while back? He hired a man in early in the morning and told him he's going to give him a penny. Told him that. And the man agreed to it. He agreed to the penny. And the man, another man came. An hour later, he told him he's going to give him a penny. The man came in 2 or 3 hours later, and he told him he's going to give him a penny. And if the last one came in, I don't think he worked but an hour, real. And he got the same reward. And what it was all over with, the young man that was there the longest, watching the landlord paying anybody, right? And then he was paying anybody. He said, man, how you going to pay them the same amount you paid me? He said, did you agree to this?
Yeah.
Did you agree? You know what I'm talking about? And he didn't trick him. That's what he told him. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you, we got our reward for heaven. It's the same for everybody on the phone. Yeah, I believe it's going to be different levels of things there because I believe the Bible said that the Son will be judges. Right? But then one scripture said it's for the one who is prepared.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. It's for the ones who are prepared. So if you prepare, he's not going to put you somewhere and you ain't prepared for it. But he wants them to know the one that least of you, brothers, are the greatest.
Yeah.
You don't look at this. Don't look at this child like he said this is just a child. But you receive this child as what? Like he showed them when he was watching these things. He wants them to show some humility, man.
Yes.
Share this news to the in this kingdom building news to all people. I don't want you to look at him. If he ain't got no status, I ain't gonna talk to him. No. You accept him in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You share it to him, Reverend.
That's right.
You share it to him. And I love the part that John asked the question. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one cast out devils in thy name. And we forbid him because he fought him not with us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not. But he that is not against us is for us.
Yes.
You don't have to beg nobody to come over. I'll help you in the Holy Spirit. This man was delivered. This man had a deliverer from God. And God said, Jesus said, you don't have to beg him. Because he don't follow us. Because he ain't running behind us. He said, but look what he wants us to do, Reverend. He wants us to don't worry about that. He's not against us.
You're right.
There's probably somebody in that crowd as he was speaking was against him. You hear what I'm saying? There's probably somebody in that crowd was unruly, not fair, not right. You hear what I'm saying? It was against them. But look at what he did. He still had a humble heart.
Yes.
He knew the man stood off a fall. Because I'm going to tell you, man, this what happened when Jesus was doing that, it had never happened on that altar. They heard a lot of things, and they were trying to find a way to receive him. Some did, and some didn't, Rev. Some going to receive you, Rev, and some not.
That's right. Amen.
You know? So when we look at the behavior of people, we got to know there's a spirit that was trying to go against God's will. And God's will is not man's will. I'm not going to tell you. What you mean by that? His will is far from our will, man. Some of us want some things God would never allow to happen. I'm not going to tell you that. And you're going to go through something, and you're going to go through something, and you're going to go through something. We're not telling you that when you get on this side, everything is peaches and cream. Nope. Because it's a cross.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
It's a cross you got to carry. And carrying this cross is a burden with it. It's good to just praise him and throw your hands up and all that. And nobody don't say you can't do that. But I tell you, boy, once you've been truly delivered, you've been truly delivered, you're going to know that it's a different walk than you ever have been in. You have some things in your heart you would not want to do no more. Not
yes,
because
sir.
You ain't doing it, because you want to please the Lord. You want to
yes,
be a holy. The sanctification is good. Don't let nobody fool you.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctification, it ain't boring. Anybody can be with the mainstream. Anybody can follow the mainstream. Because where you find the mainstream, you find a lot of people fighting, a lot of people going against each other, a lot of people living out, having sex, being mad. I'm knowing the book. Fussing and fighting. God wants us, help me, Holy Spirit. He
yes.
wants us to know that He in the midst. Can I get it with you? He wants us to know
yes,
He's
sir.
In the midst. So when He sees somebody, He delivers somebody. Truly, brother, I don't know nobody else. I was glad when I was delivered. I didn't want to turn no more loose no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead with it. And then I start reading His word. And now, since I've been starting reading His word more and more and more, it just changed my whole life of thinking. I've been hooked with the soul running. I've been redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been redeemed.
Yeah.
I've been bought with a price. Jesus paid my whole life with His blood. Anybody asks you, you just tell them, I've been redeemed.
That's right.
Somebody said, I've been redeemed by blood I can't even purchase. But He purchased His life for you and I. So He wants to be humble. He wants to be, don't worry about no position. Don't worry about who you're going to witness to, because He's going to give you what to say when you get before Him. You saw that other thing? So I say this in passing.
Mm-hmm.
God is with us. And He's ever showing us that He's with us. I want to leave this with this scripture with you before I move on. Matthew 10:11. Matthew 10:11. I'm going to leave this with you, brother. And it was whoever city in the town you should enter. He said, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go this. And when you come into this house, salute it. And if their house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you.
Yes, sir.
And whosoever should not receive you, nor hear your word, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust off
your feet.
Really, I said unto you, it should be more tolerable than the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Mm.
He said, now, because he's still there, right? He's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
He said that when you go to somebody's house and they show hospitality and they receive the word of God, because He's peace, and they receive it, you can present that word there. But they don't.
Yes, sir.
He said, return it back to you.
That's right.
In that house, dust off your feet. And he said, it will be more tolerable than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah in those days. Because you know what he did in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
He burnt that, hit it with fire and brimstone. He burnt it up, brother.
Yeah.
So he said it's gonna be more than that. He ain't gonna have no mercy on you.
Mm.
So don't reject the Spirit of God. When you
That's
hear
it.
God talking to you, when you hear God doing something, I know everybody got a certain person they want to hear. I know they want to, they believe that they want to hear this person. They want to hear this. Let me tell you something. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Let
yes.
the Holy Ghost lead you. Let him guide you. If he asks you to do something, he did on his order to go to somebody's house or go witness to somebody, and you don't receive it, don't get mad at them people. He said, return that peace back to you.
Back to you.
Return it. Because some people don't want to go. They don't want to go. Some people want to go and play both ends of the fence. But then the Bible, they got their reward. Because they're the same one. They're the same one that we cast out demons and gather up for the Lord. And God told them, hey, get away from me. You're working with iniquity. It's in the book.
Yes, sir.
They did fine things for them. That's why you hear people speaking and people doing things. And you just give them all kind of accolades with it, you know. But, man, don't you know God knows the man's heart and the woman's heart?
Yeah.
They will be judged if they're not doing what they tell you to do. They can't tell you to do something and don't do what they say. But they say, practice what you preach. You need to be examples.
Yeah.
They say, right now, right here, talking about a preacher. He was talking about if anybody go out, help somebody. And they don't want to receive that help. Man, you did your part.
That's right.
And, you know, most of us, I keep trying. I know God is going to make a way. But he told us now, we can't leave. We can't. That's all. Well, yeah, you ain't going to believe this. Man. That's all I have. May God bless you. May God keep you.
That's...
May you hold you with his peace.
That's a whole lot, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love that, brother, because you know, we done heard this before, but God always, his word is, it's just what it is. It's living word. Every time you read it, it's a blessing. Your blessing, and thank you for that. That's encouragement to me, because you know I feel like all the times, you know, I'm not heard, but thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
You see that ram? You see that ram in the middle of the book? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Only God knows our heart, brother. That's why he answered it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's why he answered. He answered our heart.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I like how you said, listen for the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, he's awesome, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. A song says, he's all over me. He's keeping me alive. Yeah, but he did say, they don't want to receive you. He said, you would turn that peace back to you.
You
don't have to worry about it, really. I got to the point in my life. I'm very young, man. I'm a young man. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I do know this thing. And he is here. He
you
is here.
I love how he uses children and babes, you know, and the way that I feel about the children and the babes, and when we become babes in Christ, you know, some people they think that you're talking about babes. They think, you know, they think you're talking down to them, but boy, look at here, when a baby is open for teaching.
Mm.
It's open. It's open for understanding. But when you get grown, you mess up. You think ain't nobody tell you nothing, you know.
Come on, man.
I'm, I'd rather be a babe in God and just be open and let Him teach me. I thank you. Thank you for this lesson in the name of Jesus. You know, you know, they love to harp on verse 16, but if you read before verse 16, it's more of a blessing, because the verses before 16 help you understand 16 even that much, you know. But they love to verse 16. But thank you, Jesus, for 11 through 15.
There you go, bro.
Return it back unto you. Because oftentimes, you know, when you're trying your best for the Lord, doing your best, there's always someone find, oh, well, it didn't do this, well, it didn't do that. They don't understand. You're giving what God gave you. You know,
all right.
You know, and man, effectual prayer of a righteous man. You know, I dare you to pray as someone speaking. I dare you to, you know, lift up one another. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I get, you know, not just because God has really blessed Rem Brian and myself, but the more I lift up my brother, the more God blesses me, because it's about the love, you know. It's an iron sharpening iron, you know. So So I just and I'm not gonna I can't just look over what God has done, and I gotta tell what God do, because the more I tell what God do, the more He will do, you know. The more I tell what God do for me, the more I can be positive. I can cancel out that negative, you know. The more I can let love abide, the more love will abide. So I just want to tell God thank you. You know, I just want to, man, because I didn't, you know, I don't always feel like I should, but I start thanking God, and God always lift me up. So I just want to tell Him thank you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I just want to tell Him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God, that's, man, it's really helped me, man. It's really helped me. I was looking for this, but God bless. Thank you, Jesus. God. Let your peace return to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I've seen you some too. I've seen some little text up there.
Okay. Hallelujah. Press on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Philippians 4:1-3. Is that you said two? Let me see. Yeah. I see it. I see two different ones.
Yes, he sent two.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure I was looking at the right thing. Philippians.
Can you express what you got there?
Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and 11 through
13.
Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 4, 11 through 13. 11, not that I speak in respect of want. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, I feel the Holy Spirit. Therewith, I know both how to be abased. Thank you, Jesus. And I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Man, that's a blessing. That's a oh, thank you, Jesus. Hey, Paul. He has a good work to go on and help a good minister in trouble. The nature of true Christian sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to feel concern for our friends in their troubles, but to do what we can to help them. You know, I know when you can, it helps me to understand when you can be a blessing. Someone in need, and you have that they need, give it to them. Render unto them, you know. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Even in the, I hear you always ask, you know, if you didn't understand something, hit the one button. If you need prayer, hit the one button. That you're extending out, you know. If someone need a little help, and if they don't even want to come before everyone, you said you can call me on the back line, or we can discuss it. You know, if you need 101, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But here, Paul. It said, not that I speak in respect of one, but I have learned whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. If we could be, oh Lord Jesus, be content that whatever state you're in, be thankful right there. And one thing about being negative, it's hard to pull somebody out. If they're going through, I'm just, oh, it's just me, mine, miserable. But you can get them to see something a little positive, and then positive would add on to positive. It'll help pull them up out. But even if you're in that content, you know that how to be abased, and you know how to abound in all things, you know. If you're content in whatever state God puts you in, whatever trial, tribulation he needs, but it's going to work for your good. It's going to help you. Somebody say, well, I pray for patience, and then I got all this tribulation because God wants you to talk to him. You have need of him. You know, he allowed things that you may just call upon him, that you may just talk to him, that you may look, learn, hope, trust, and depend on him solely. Then he can give you strength, and you can understand that tribulation you needed that tribulation to help you grow. You needed that. I am instructed both how to be full and how to hunger. I can appreciate the situation that I'm in, and I can hunger for how to please God, that I can understand this need that I am suffering. Then it'll help you say, I can do all things through Christ. You know, he's going to give me the strength to be able to stand. You don't have to move the mountain, Lord, but just give me the strength. Give me the strength to go through what I need to go through to be better for you, in the name of Jesus. How to hunger, how to thirst, sometimes he hides himself that you may look for him, that you may seek him. You know, do you want him? Do you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, man. Thank you for these blessings. Thank you. Philippians 4:11-13. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 10, 11 through 16. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 9:46. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for thank you, Lord, for listening to us. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us and helping us. Thank you, Lord, for being here for us. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. I just had a thought, Reb. Something said to my mind, look up and see God.
All right.
It said, look up and see God.
I had this when you were doing all that about this.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So you came and changed my
life.
You thought I was to